The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
A producer nowadays can actually be a one-man army.
Ordinarily, I would spend the next 2 hours telling you to drop and give me various numbers.
They are horrible.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The Super Bowl is just days away, and the last time the Carolina Panthers played, Janet Jackson had a wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show. So we here at the NFL and CBS want you to know that we'll be taking special security measures to prevent a repeat of that happening during Super Bowl 50. Beyonce and her dancers will be outfitted with a special harness to detect any seismic movement of chest, thigh, or booty. If any flesh is jiggling and or exposed, we'll censor it immediately, because Middle America still just isn't ready for that level of bodacious sweetness that only Jay-Z gets to enjoy. And as for Bruno Mars or Chris Martin of Coldplay, the Patriots aren't playing, so nobody wants to see underinflated junk.
Oh, amen to that. And away we go with the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. Good evening. So, lots of things, everything Super Bowl. And, even odds on the there are show sound malfunction, 12-1, wardrobe malfunction, 25-1. As we said, Coldplay getting booed, 6-1. Those aren't good odds.
Probably going to increase.
Speaking of CBS, CBS's Amy Lawrence will be joining us during the 9 o'clock hour to talk everything Super Bowl, sports-wise.
And what it's like to be on the inside, yeah.
Right.
She's on Radio Row.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about the very best of the Super Bowl ads this year, and it's a big thing. I mean, you've got some Super Bowl-size footballs on the line, even if you're, you know, just an advertiser. Spending $500,000 for every 30 seconds of commercial, you better get it right.
You gotta get it right. Make it count, baby.
Yeah. And our guest will be from Adweek, Katie Richards, and she's the source. She knows what she's talking about with the ad. So we'll play the best and then the worst of all time. At least three of them. Okay. All right. All things Super Bowl for a second, then we'll get to politics and even Larry David on the way. So Jerry Rice, who played 16 seasons with our Niners and another 4 with the Raiders, he was playing a Lyft driver. This is so much fun. Jerry Rice posing as a Lyft driver.
Who's your team?
My team? It's been the Niners since born and raised in San Jose.
Oh, really?
Big Niner guy.
Okay.
How about you?
You know, I'm not really into sports, man. You know, I played a little football in high school.
Nice.
You know, I was not able to just take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I'm Jerry Rice, Hall of Famer, man.
Oh! Yeah.
Okay.
It was very cute. It's a YouTube sensation.
Right. No, it is. It's super viral. It's like the number one trending commercial out there. You know, and it's not, I guess they're making it into a spot. We'll talk to our guest, Katie, about that. But, all of that on the way. Let's talk about politics for a second. So, yesterday, we were talking about Jeb Bush and the incredible decline, deflating Jeb Bush and, I don't know, going from
He's starting to depress me.
Yeah, it's becoming depressing. So, he gave a speech on the stump in New Hampshire last night. And then he had to ask the crowd to clap for him. I could just play that, but I'm going to play Fallon's version.
Now, this isn't good, you guys, right here. Experts are saying that the low turnout for Jeb Bush in Iowa means that he spent almost $3,000 per vote. Man, talk about a waste of $6,000. You know, I mean, that's... Of course, Jeb's had a tough couple months campaigning. Despite a poor showing in Iowa, he was back at it yesterday in New Hampshire. And if nothing else, he still knows how to work a crowd.
I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
Cough, anything, and nod. Can you move? Wow. Come on.
Poor Jeb, man. Oh.
Can I get a woo woo?
I feel bad for him, actually. You know, he has so much money behind him. I think he can't drop out. It's just he can't quit and go home.
Well, that's such a good question.
It's
Which
sad.
Is more embarrassing, to leave now or milk this thing till the end.
Oh, God, it's just painful. When you play it cold, and later I'll just play it cold,
I mean,
it's even more painful to listen to because the pregnant pause is even longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, 4 months from now or November 2016, whatever, is it going to be more embarrassing or less embarrassing to finally hang your head and leave?
Still polling at 3%, even in New Hampshire. All right, here's some fun. John Kasich, here's a guy, you know what? He is what he is. I mean, he keeps talking about the fact that he's the governor of Ohio. We know that. But I like the guy, and he's respectable, but he likes to have fun. Here he is talking about if he were the president, he's talking about his favorite concert ever, and why not? Here we go.
Pink Floyd's The Wall. Roger Waters is, you know, a remarkable artist. And I saw The Wall in Pittsburgh. It was absolutely incredible. I don't even have to think twice. It was the best. And if I'm president, I am going to once and for all try to reunite Pink Floyd to come together and play a couple songs. And since we have so much trouble in America with our finances, I'm going to start with a little song they created called Money.
That would be great, but I don't think that's going to happen either. At least he's not a depressing guy. He's not as depressed as Jeb. I mean, you know, I feel sorry for Jeb. I do. And then there's
monotone.
The Trumper tantrum, and Kimmel had a lot of fun last night with, you know, Donald. He just throws your ass out of the get-together. You know, if you're a naughty, naughty.
Oh, throw him the hell out of here. Get him out of here. Get him out. Come on, security,
if you're
move
a
faster.
Protester.
We need security that moves fast. Come on, move faster.
Yeah,
it's
a montage. Get him the hell out. Go ahead, get him.
All right, get him out of here, please. Please, boom. Get him out.
Get out of here, please. Get him out.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Get out. Don't give him their coat. No coat.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
God,
all right.
What an ass. I can't wait till somebody kicks him out.
Hey, one more fun thing, and then we're going to get to the fun with the Super Bowl commercials. So Larry David is going to be hosting SNL this weekend. So you know he's going to be doing Bernie Sanders, but he's hosting along with Leslie Jones. Check out the promo.
Hello, I'm Larry David, and I'm hosting SNL this week with musical guest The 1975.
Ooh, love them.
Well, you don't have to watch it. Don't worry about it. If you got something to do, honest to God, go ahead and do it. It's not a big deal.
You do have to watch. Watch. Watch.
Huh?
Don't listen to him. You have to watch. Yes, you do have to watch. Yes, they do have to watch. That's why we're doing the promos. Why do you think we're doing the promos?
Well, what's the difference if they watch or not? The show's been on for 40 years. Who cares, really?
What? We care. We care. Yeah. The show cares.
You know what?
People watch.
I'd rather they didn't watch, to tell you the truth.
What?
Why do I need them watching?
Because you are the guest of the show.
Yeah, I'm not any good. I'm not going to be any good.
Then what? Somebody call Lauren. Why did he even hire you, man?
I don't know. It's a big mistake. Huge, huge mistake.
That is enthusiasm curbed if ever there was. You gotta love Larry. All right, and I'm sure he'll be doozing Bernie. Okay, let's take a break, and we'll be back with our first guest, Katie Richards from Adweek. We're going to talk about all fun things Super Bowl on the way. First, let's take a look at traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO traffic.
Different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay, let's take a flashback. Are you ready? A ride back to 1979.
Mr. Green?
Yeah?
You need any help? I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
A Coke Thanks. And a smile.
Turns down Coke.
No one. And by the way, Mean Joe Green reunites with that kid from 1979, who's obviously almost 40 years old now. But we'll get to that later. But I introduce my very first guest of the evening. It is Katie. And Katie Richards is with Adweek. Katie, good evening. And thank you for joining us in Super Bowl City.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You bet. So,
isn't it great to be here virtually?
Yeah, it's so fun. Yeah.
It's amazing how that works. Well, you know all things Madison Avenue, and I have to say, you know, a lot of Super Bowl-sized footballs on the line, not only for the players and the teams and all the sponsors, but, yeah, all the television commercials and the people who write them and produce them.
Definitely. I mean, the price itself to buy into the Super Bowl is huge, so it's a big bet.
Yeah, you know, I was taking a look at that. It looks to me like a 30-second commercial is $500,000. So, you know, $1 million for a 60. You know, you took a look and you reviewed your favorite top 10. Am I correct?
Yeah, I put together a list of the top 10 buzziest ads that we had seen so far. Yeah.
All right. Should we start with Bud Light?
Sure, yeah, perfect.
Okay, why don't you describe it, and then, because some of these things are visual, so you give the description and then we'll play it.
Sure, so Bud Light this year decided it was, well, first of all, Bud Light is releasing new packaging in this ad, so that was like a big branding thing for them. They were putting out a new design for their packaging, and they decided to go with Amy Schumer and Seth Rogen to deliver this message, and it's a political theme, so the ad campaign is running all the way through the elections.
Oh, great.
And I mean, so it was a big, you know, a lot of buzz around this one because, you know, obviously a lot of people love Amy Schumer. I think she's hilarious. And teaming her with Seth Rogen was like a big deal. Two big comedians, so there was a lot of buzz around this one.
All right, let's take a listen.
That's why we're forming the Bud Light Party. Just wait till you see our caucus.
We got the biggest caucus in the country.
But it's not like too big. Like, you can handle it.
We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today we celebrate our Independence Day.
Are you just quoting Independence Day?
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, we're just playing snippets, by the way. We're not giving them the whole free time. And then, by the way, and I don't think we told you this, Katie, but we have the worst ones ever. And I'll let you guess. Yeah, we have top three worst ever coming up. So the next one you talk about is LG Electronics.
With a huge star.
Well, yeah, so I was really excited about this one. First of all, Liam Neeson is in it. And if you were a big fan of the Super Bowl last year, he kind of stole the show with his work in Clash of the Clans. They did this hilarious ad. And he just, like, took it away. And, I mean, I think he's an amazing actor anyway. So I was really excited about this. And it's also Ridley Scott's first Super Bowl appearance since 1984 when he did that spot for Apple, which some people say is the most iconic Super Bowl commercial ever.
You know what? I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was, you know, there was a lot of big buzz, and his son Jake Scott is directing, and he's done some Budweiser stuff for he did the Super Bowl ads with the puppies, which everyone really loves.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, there was a lot of buzz about this one, and it's a 60-second spot. And, I mean, I guess I'll let you guys play your little snippet of it before I give my final opinion.
The amazing thing about it is it really looks like one of those movies, I don't know, like The Matrix or something you'd go see.
Right.
Okay, let's take a listen to a snippet of this.
Look. What is it?
It will change everything. That's why they want to stop it. They will come after you without cease. Because the future belongs to us.
And that's for those great new TVs, too.
Yeah.
OLED,
yeah,
which that commercial will probably look really great on if you happen to have one.
Yeah, I mean, the visuals are just absolutely stunning in it. You know, unfortunately, I felt it felt a little flat to me in the end. But, obviously, when the viewers see it on Sunday, they'll make their own decision. But, I mean, you can't go wrong with, you know, the Ridley Scott, Jake Scott, and Liam Neeson in one commercial.
That's very interesting because, yeah, we'll see if we're still talking about that 30 years later.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Next up on your top 10 faves is Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell us about that one.
So Snickers last year had a great ad where they did kind of a throwback to the Brady Bunch, and they had they looked at Marsha Brady, and she was, you know, she was hungry. She wanted a Snickers. It was all part of their You're Not You When You're Hungry campaign, which Betty White has been a part of in the past. And this year they teased to it by having Marilyn Monroe up on stage singing Happy Birthday. But instead of singing to JFK, she's singing Happy Birthday Super Bowl. So celebrating 50 years of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I can't remember your name right now because I gave 17 pints of blood this morning.
That's right. I went to the hospital, had them take out my left front lobe.
No, this isn't it.
We skipped ahead there.
We're out of.
We didn't have audio for that.
We do. Let's take a listen.
Sweetheart, don't look at me like that. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, It's William
this
Defoe.
This is a disaster. Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry.
Better? Much better.
This scene will never make the cut.
Yeah.
Morons.
All right, so then William morphs into Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, it's a great, it's kind of what they've done in the past. It's kind of predictable, but it's a classic kind of something that everyone can enjoy.
Okay, so now...
The next one you like is for Kia, and it's a visual gag about, I mean, you got to love it, Christopher Walken closet.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do
that one in a second. The walk-in closet, yeah.
Okay. I want to see here if, let me see, we'll start with our third worst ever, and we'll begin with that on the other side of the news. Okay, and we'll continue with the conversation, so we'll get to the top three worst and the remaining best of on the way on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Listen to Michael Finney's Fines Monday through Friday at 7:50 a.m. and 5:12 p.m. for the latest in consumer news. Brought to you by Vitucci and Associates.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Listening to the Trex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And we are talking Super Bowl ads. We're having a lot of fun with this. And by the way, we're going to play one of the worst ones ever coming up here. But once again, good evening to our guest, Katie Richards. She's with Adweek, and she came up with a list of her 10 favorites for this year, the don't want to miss ones. But, let me ask you, Katie, do you have any idea where we're going with the top three? I mean, I didn't pick these, but top three worst ones of all time. And I'll see if you remember this one. This one was salesgenie.com. And again, it was a .com, so I don't even know if they're around anymore. But it's the Pandas ad from 2008. Remember that?
Okay. I don't, actually. Okay. So I'm excited to hear it.
So here's what they did. They had cartoon pandas talking in stereotypical Chinese accents, and everyone was offended.
Ting Ting, we have no customers, no sales. We're going out of business.
Ling Ling, I am not going back to the zoo.
Then we need a sales miracle.
Panda psychic, help. We need customers.
Tell Ling Ling to get 100 free sales leads at salesgenie.com. And stop eating the bamboo furniture.
Wow, look at all these sales leads. Thank you, Sales Genie. Hey, kids, you want to go see the grizzly bears at the zoo? For 100 free sales leads, go to salesgenie.com.
Good Yikes. Lord, Yikes. They stopped short of you pay now.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
That's terrible.
And these things are so, as we said earlier in the show, if you're just joining us, they're so hit or miss because advertisers, man, they're so reticent about how much they spend to produce these Super Bowl ads. But average commercials during the game costs more than $160,000 a second for the commercial time alone.
Right.
So there's
you gotta be
lot
really smart about what you do. Yeah, you have to. You're putting a lot of money in these ads. You have to be very smart about your decisions.
Yeah, and then you don't want to create cringeworthy, which we'll get to coming up, the worst ever. And then there's backlash and all kinds of stuff. And
but we all love when there's like an edgy ad that kind of just nails it somehow.
Right. So let's get back to your favorite ones. Let's talk about Squarespace.
All right. Yeah. Definitely. So this one I'm really excited about. I think the final ad came out, and it's starring Key and Peele, a comedy duo, so I think it's going to be really funny. But I think the best part about this campaign is that the two of them are actually going to be live streaming video commentary throughout the entire game, but they don't actually have the rights to talk about the game. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with 4 hours of airtime talking about whatever they're going to talk about. So I think that's going to be the most interesting part of this campaign.
And will that be on YouTube? YouTube or Periscope?
They're going to be doing it online. I think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
But we do actually have a bit of a commercial here, right?
Yeah, they do have a commercial as well running in the game, which is equally funny.
Okay, let's take a listen to that.
I can't remember your name right now because I gave 17 pints of blood this morning.
That's right. I went to the hospital, had them take out my left front lobe.
Your left front lobe? It's funny, I had my right front lobe. If you would have punched me in the face right now, it would feel like flowers.
All I heard you say was the names of colors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Do you taste burnt toast all the time? Yes. 'Cause I do now.
That's great. I mean, I like it, and I love it's very innovative that they're going to be doing what you're saying, the you know, the live streaming and talking about the game, but you can't reference really, I mean, because the copyrights, the NFL's so picky and particular about that.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think just taking stuff online with everyone on social media these days, it's a great way to keep the conversation going throughout the entire game.
And I'm sure people, especially here in the Bay, the center of the universe for all things tech, you know, are wondering out loud, well, you know, I have to say, the audience is still, it's 190 million viewers. So it's still the biggest thing. Of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you want people to know what you're doing, this is the day to tell them what you're doing.
All right, let's move along. So one of your next favorite ones is Honda.
Yeah. So Honda went with animals, which is always a great way to get attention. I mean, who doesn't love seeing an animal in an ad? This year they went with sheep, though, and they decided to use a Queen song. So you've got animals and Queen. It's a great combination, I think.
It's really fantastic. Let's roll it.
Yeah.
Somebody, anybody find me.
Somebody to
Introducing the all-new Ridgeline, the only truck with an available truck bed audio system. A new truck to love. From Honda.
Okay, so the sheep are singing there. There's obviously the visual that you're missing. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, oh, I'm so over the talking animals. But no,
Never.
It's really well done.
Yeah, when you see the full ad, you're going to be laughing. It's great.
It really is. And I thought, you know, when
especially with a Bud Light in my belly.
Right, when I was reading your article and I read that they were going to do the, you know, the animal syncing, lip syncing thing, I thought, I don't know. But I saw it and it's right on the money.
It's cute.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Okay, moving along, we're talking with Katie, and Katie Richards is with Adweek, and we're talking about her favorite Super Bowl commercials. Next up, Apartments.com.
Yeah, so Apartments.com, this was interesting. They're a first-time Super Bowl advertiser, and when I heard that they had Jeff Goldblum and Lil Wayne in the same commercial, and also George Washington was going to make an appearance, I was really intrigued. And I think it's just, I mean, it's a crazy, crazy ad, but it's really, really interesting.
And some folks were calling racism there for a little bit, but
because,
we looked at it and said no.
Go ahead, Katie.
I was just, when you see the final ad, I mean, I think there's always people that are going to buzz about certain things depending on, you know, the appearance of it from, you know, a teaser. But when you see the final ad, you just really have to kind of appreciate it for the silliness and kind of the humor that they're trying to put into it.
Well, I think it's fantastic because, first of all, and it looks to me like it's not green screened or it's not computer graphics. It really does look like they're raising Jeff Goldblum up onto a high rise with straps onto Lil Wayne's. Yes, it went to his penthouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and George Washington is there grilling. So, okay, let's play it.
Wait a minute. Is that George and Wheezy?
Who else would it be?
Uh-huh. And what are you cooking there, Wheeze?
Just flame butter some burgers.
And grilling some beans, my good man.
Did you say beans?
Beans all burn on the grill.
And don't forget about my signature apple pie.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Change your apartment, change the world.
Just right there, I'm like, they nailed it.
They did. Yeah. It's really funny. You know, so people who were going after it saying, oh, well, Washington was a slave owner and what's going on?
Right.
Why are we doing
and
this?
Little Wayne's
blah, blah,
black
blah, blah.
And he's
right.
cooking for him.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? But yeah, let's just have fun with the people. Okay. Yeah, so exactly. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back. But before we do, I have a few seconds here. So I want to play the second worst Super Bowl commercial in the last 15 years. It was sponsored by the Census Bureau, a snapshot of America. I'm not sure if you recall this, Katie, but it was 2010. Take a listen. Right. This is number two.
So what I think the main thing we have to remember is that we aren't letting anyone know the location. Mm-hmm. We're only telling the people that are going to be coming to the shoot.
So just the 300 million people who are coming will know the location.
Exactly.
So everyone.
Snapshot of America.
Isn't that kind of what the census is doing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we have to let them know at some point.
Right.
So they can get there.
Yes.
And when do we let them know? When does that happen?
Absolutely.
And it sounded like it didn't go anywhere because it didn't go anywhere. That was, you know, from Best of Show, Ed Begley Jr. and Bob Balaban, you know, were the comics there talking, but just didn't work.
Yeah, it just fell flat for me.
Okay, worst ever on the way along with Katie's favorite commercials for Super Bowl 50, which is happening right here, center of the universe, right here in San Francisco. Well, Santa Clara, technically, but you know what I'm saying. All right, we'll continue in a minute on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, a look at traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
If it matters to you, he's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. You can clean around the wound, but if you wanted to, he'd never let
you. We're having a super duper time in the Super Bowl City. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Right on. And we have as our guest, the fabulous Katie Richards, who's with Adweek, and we're talking all things Super Bowl commercials. And I don't know. I'm sure you've been thinking about the worst ever. We're going to play it coming up. Yeah, the worst ever. By the way, I'll give you a clue. It played last year.
And, it'll blow your mind.
Then I think I might know who it is.
Okay, don't say it yet. We'll let the audience, dwell on it for a second. But we've got like your top three. So avocados from Mexico, right?
Yeah, that's another good one. Last year was their first year running a Super Bowl ad. So this year was kind of a big year for them. They wanted to come out with come out swinging again, because they did such a great job. They did the first draft ever last year, imagining what the first draft was like. Oh. So this year they go to space, and it's a bunch of aliens walking around in a museum with artifacts from our time. So you get emojis, you get the dress, if you guys remember the dress that was posted.
Do we?
Is it blacker, blue, or is it gold or white? I think it's just really culturally relevant and pretty funny. And
yeah, Katie, that was Drex and I's first big fight.
Was it the dress?
Yeah.
The dress,
a lot of breakups there.
I know, yeah. Right? Because that dress was yellow or gold, whatever.
Before we figured out what it was, like, we were hissing, like, you're insane.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. That was so much fun. Yeah.
So this ad is really clever. Okay. I think it's going to be one of the most talked about ones.
With Scott Baio, right?
Yes, Scott Baio makes an appearance.
Happy
as
days,
well.
Guy. Okay, yeah. Let's take a listen.
We have their alphabet. It was called emoji. Few symbols could express the vast extent of their emotion. They had chia pets, just like we do. And this is the white and gold dress that caused the Civil War. This is Scott Baio. But most amazing of all are the avocados from Mexico. They're always in season, so you can enjoy them all year long. Anybody want to feed Scott Baio? It's included in the price of admission.
No? That's fun. Yeah, it is fun. I've got to watch that. By the way, I'm just curious, Katie. What color was the dress when you saw it?
When I first saw it, it was blue and black.
Oh, God. It's gold.
So whose side am I on then?
I guess mine. I'm not sure I even remember now.
It was such a thing. I mean, whoever did it was brilliant. All right, moving right along. So let's get to Amazon.
Yeah, so Amazon's another first-time advertiser this year. It was kind of a surprise when they came out and said that they were running a Super Bowl ad. It was kind of hush-hush for a while. And they came out with a teaser, and it had Alec Baldwin and Dan Marino in it, so two really big players. And then recently they actually announced that Missy Elliott is going to be in it as well. And she, if you watched the Super Bowl halftime show last year, she made a big appearance, and Twitter went nuts for her. So I think this one's going to be, crazy good.
And they're pimping Alexa, right, which is, Amazon's Siri. I have it. She somewhat cooperates. Jeff Bezos, love you very much, but you need to work on that. I mean, I keep asking for my damn horoscope, and I said it in the app, but okay, let's take a listen. Okay.
All right, let's hear it. Cheerleaders? Marino, again? I thought you were the expert at these parties.
Okay, what about a snack stadium?
Alexa, what's a snack stadium?
A stadium built entirely of snacks.
Brilliant. Marino, new list. I'm going to need an architect, a five-star chef.
Snacks?
It's fun. Okay, so, and I have to say, the Alexa device itself, which is just a round cylinder, you can talk to it, and people are shocked when they walk into your house and you start talking to that thing and it talks back to you.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of cool. It irritates me at times. All right, we're going to play the worst ever coming up, then I'll get your spin on this. So the last one that you like a lot is Wix, which I don't even know what Wix is.
Yeah, so Wix is kind of like a Squarespace. It's like a website development company. You can build your own website on it, essentially. Okay. So last year they had Brett Favre and Terrell Owens, like all these retired NFL stars kind of using the websites to start their new careers. But this year, Wix partnered with DreamWorks, which was pretty big. So all of the whole ad features all the cast of Kung Fu Panda, which is kind of like a fun integration to kind of like big companies coming together and producing an ad. And this year, they kind of do a little ode to some of the best ads that have ever aired.
Okay, let's take a listen to this.
Hello, ladies. Look at your panda. Now look at me. I'm on a tiger.
Oh, a commercial is great, but it all starts with a stunning website from Wix.com.
Whoa, you use the power of Wix!
Wix makes stunning easy.
Go to Wix.com. Create your stunning website today.
And it is visually stunning, for sure, indeed.
That was an ode to the Old Spice ad, right.
Yeah.
Right, I liked it.
yeah, that was a great one.
It's fantastic. So is that your favorite?
The Wix one, I've seen a lot more of them since I've published this, so I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but I think it's one of my, top five, I would say.
Okay, so if you were to pick your favorite, that is a must-see, because, let's face it, a lot of people just watch the Super Bowl for the ads.
Right.
What is your favorite?
I would say, and it's actually not on this list, but I would watch out for the Heinz ketchup commercial. Probably one of the best ones I've seen in a long time. It's just absolutely adorable. It's hilarious. It's unexpected. There's lots of wiener dogs running around. It's great.
Because once again, animals.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, animals are the way to my heart.
Right. After the top of the hour, I'll try to find it.
It's visual.
I don't know if you guessed the worst one ever in the last 15 years.
I think I might have, but I'm
go
not
ahead.
Sure.
ESPN.com put this list together. So go ahead and guess.
I'm going to say Nationwide's ad from last year.
Ding, ding, ding.
Because the little kid died. It was
so sad. Oh, my God, it was such
sad.
A bummer.
Okay,
it was
let's,
so sad.
Well, let's take a listen. We'll talk about it.
I'll never learn to ride a bike. Or get cooties. I'll never learn to fly. Or travel the world with my best friend. And I won't ever get married. I couldn't grow up because I died from an accident.
At Nationwide, we believe in protecting what matters most. Your kids. Together, we can make safe happen.
Okay, great
so
intentions.
This year,
right.
We have Helen Mirren telling you not to drink and drive, which is more effective,
right? Oh, yeah, we'll play that after the top of the hour, too, for sure. But, good intentions, but now this year they're going with Peyton Manning all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it was just such a bummer last year when you saw that. You were like, really? Did that really just happen?
I know, because I was at a party. There were tons of people. I had just moved here, so I was at the Marriott, okay? There was probably 150 people in the room, and everybody's like, oh.
I got a
collective sigh. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Hit in my stomach.
Right.
Don't you think it's important, Katie, to realize your environment? So obviously that ad came out of like cheerleaders shaking their butt and some kind of excitement and everybody's watching it at a house party to like, ugh.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You have to be mindful of like the environment that you're going to be playing into, and everyone's excited about the game. And then you just get this sad ad about a kid dying and everyone's just like, well, moving on to the next thing.
Let's have another drink. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Katie, you're fantastic. I'd love to do this again with you sometime.
Because
I love, who doesn't like all things advertising, especially in our business?
So, totally, yeah. Love talking about it.
Have a super, super bowl weekend, and thank you very much.
We're sorry you're not here to party with us.
I know. Enjoy it, guys. Have a great time.
We will. Okay, thank you very much. Have a good night. We'll be back, and when we'll play the Helen Mirren one and a few other fun things, and we'll get and at the top of the hour, the president was with our Golden State Warriors,
today.
And we're going to talk about it with John Libertini coming up next on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.